The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, The Big Deal. The Green Hornet strikes again. Mr. Duncan, Commissioner of Public Buildings, brought his car to a stop before the contractor's temporary office, a small shack standing on the site of a large city construction job.
Hi, Commissioner.
Morning, Butler. How's the job coming along?
Fine, fine, Commissioner.
I suppose you came by to pick up this envelope, since it's the first of the month.
Yes, that's right. Glad to see you have it ready for me. Thanks.
By the way, there's a new building to go up on the west side as soon as the bids are all in. We'll have the specifications ready for release this afternoon.
Good. I'll send to your office for that release. How soon do you expect to have all the bids in, Commissioner?
Bids will have to be in by the 15th. Proper information will be given to you just before the deadline. That is, if...
The same deal holds. You can count on that.
Then that's settled. Of course, I've been wondering lately.
About what?
Well, I'm afraid someday some smart chap is going to question the fact that your company always puts in the lowest bid on these jobs.
So what? This matter is entirely between you and me. There's absolutely no way anyone can prove that everything isn't as it should be.
No, I suppose not. But it's best to be careful. Well, I'll see you again soon, Butler.
Goodbye. I'll be waiting to hear from you.
One afternoon the following week, Senator Banning, chairman of the State Investigating Committee, was addressing the State Senate on the floor of the Senate chamber.
Gentlemen, because of certain facts which have come to our attention, the State Investigating Committee demands authorization from this body to investigate the Bureau of Public Buildings.
Mr. Chairman! Mr. Chairman!
Will the senator from the 5th District yield to the floor of the gentleman from the 10th District?
I won't yield the floor. But if the senator wishes to ask a question...
The gentleman from the 10th District have a question.
Yes. I'd like to ask Senator Banning if this is to be a grudge investigation because of the fact that the worthy Senator Banning lost out once to Duncan in the race for Commissioner of Public Works.
Hey. Gentlemen, I ought to overlook that question and consider the source from which it came. Instead, I'll say just this. My committee is composed of 7 men. The others can decide why this bureau is being investigated. You all know the result of our investigations up to now. I stand on that record. And without divulging the facts that we of the committee feel warrant this investigation of the Bureau of Public Works, I now ask for a standing vote from this body as to whether or not we are to conduct this investigation.
Oh,
Britt Reed, young publisher of the Daily Sentinel, approached the city desk where Gunnigan, the city editor, was talking to Mike Axford.
Yeah. How are you, Gunnigan?
Hi, Chief.
Hello, Axford.
Hi, Reed.
Oh, what's the big discussion?
We were just talking about that guy Banning. You know, the state senator who's head of that investigating committee?
Yeah, Axford was over to the hearing this afternoon. He says things are popping.
I understand Banning isn't pulling any punches in his investigating.
You can say that again, Reed. Banning don't care who gets caught up in the investigation. And from the looks of things, he's liable to rope in a big fish or two before he's done.
Really? What makes you think so?
Well, Banning's demanded an investigation of Duncan's office. Duncan is the commissioner of public buildings for the state, you know.
Yes, I know. I wonder why Banning's after Duncan.
That's what I'd like to know, Chief. Duncan's been in office a long time.
Did you send anyone to get Duncan's comments on Banning's demand for an investigation?
Sure, Mike just got back.
What did Duncan say, actually?
He wouldn't comment at all, Reed. Said when the proper time came, we'd know how he stood on the matter. That's all.
Well, Senator Banning must have something to go on, or he wouldn't start such an investigation.
That's the way I look at it, Reed.
Some people are saying Banning's out to make a name for himself with that investigating committee. He's come up with some good stuff. This time, he might be shooting in the dark.
Well, if Duncan comes out with a clean slate, he won't let the matter drop. He's vindictive.
Yeah. There's nothing easy going about Bannon, either. He was up for Duncan's job once, but Duncan got it. That was before Banning ran for the state senate.
Yes, that's so. I do remember that.
Maybe he's just trying to embarrass Duncan.
No, I don't think so, Ashford. The others on the committee won't go along with Banning if he didn't have something to go on.
You might be right at that.
There must be something back of it. You can bet on that.
Well, Axford, keep your ears open and let me know what develops.
Okay, Reed. I'd be on my toes to see what's going to happen.
Maybe you'd better whip out an editorial, Chief.
Okay. I'll have Miss Case do one and send it down to you. Well, I'll see you both later.
If his old man knew how we shoved off so much work on Miss Case, he'd have a fit.
Reed has to have some kind of playboy just to keep up his reputation, Gunnigan. It's a good thing he has us around to get out the Sentinel, says I.
Glad to help you are. I'll get out and find out more about what Banning's going to do. I got to get to work so that our playboy boss can have dough to play around with. Copy, boy! Copy, boy!
A short time later that same afternoon, Mr. Duncan, commissioner of public buildings, was seated at his desk going through some papers. He was a pompous, steely-nerved type of man, and always played his hand to win, regardless of the odds. The commissioner frowned slightly as the phone rang. Then he lifted the receiver and spoke.
Commissioner Duncan speaking.
Hello, this is Jim Butler, commissioner.
Oh, yes, how are you, Butler?
Listen, I just got word that Banning is going to make an investigation.
I know. He won't get anywhere with it.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, but...
But what?
Banning is a dangerous man and a ruthless one, Commissioner.
I've run this office long enough to know the ropes, Butler. Banning has an inflated sense of power since he's been chairman of that committee.
But look what he's done with those two investigations he's already completed. Banning is the one to start something like that without reason.
Look, Butler, I know Banning far better than you do. He's been out to get me for a long time, but I've always come out on top. I'll do the same this time.
Maybe so, but if
Let's
he...
not discuss the matter over the telephone, Butler. You come to my office in the morning if you want to talk it over.
All right, then. But I don't like it. I'll come around in the morning about 10.
Good. I'll look for you at 10, then. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
It was almost 11 o'clock the following morning when Mike Axford entered Britt Reed's outer office.
Good morning, Casey. What's that you're writing?
Well, if it isn't old Hotshot himself.
Now, you could just skip the wisecracks. I come in being friendly-like, and you go and start calling me names.
All right, Michael. Let's start over again. How are you this morning, Mr. Axford?
Cut out the kidding. What's that you're doing?
Well, since you're so nosy, I'll tell you. It's an editorial about the Banning Committee investigation of the Commissioner of Public Buildings.
Oh, that? That's what I came in to see Reed about. Is he in yet? He was still in bed when I left my room at his apartment.
Mr. Reed is in, and he's very busy.
Reed's never too busy to see me, and you know it.
You mean you always barge right in whether he's willing to see you or not? Well, come on. I'll have to go in and have him read this editorial anyway, so you might just as well trail along.
The way you watch over Reed, you'd think you were...
Never mind, don't say it, Michael. You might be sorry. Here's Axford to see you, Mr. Reed.
Okay. Come on in, Axford. I hope you have something worthwhile to talk about, Axford. I'm busy with the morning mail.
You told me to come in and report about that Banning investigation, Reed, and I thought...
Yeah. Here's the editorial, Mr. Reed. The one you wrote.
Thanks. I'll go over it in a minute. What's the latest dope, Axford?
Well, I went back to see if Duncan had anything to say. But he's still keeping mum about the whole thing.
Oh, that's an exciting report, to say the least.
I'm not talking to you, Kathy. You know, Reed, I hung around till 10 o'clock, but he wouldn't see me or make a statement. Then some big guy, the girl said his name was James Butler, came in and went into Duncan's office. So I left and came over here to tell you how I made out.
Oh, James Butler?
You know the guy, Reed?
Seems to me I do. At least I've heard of him. He's head of the James Butler Contracting Company. And I'd give a lot to know just what Duncan and Butler are talking about.
I'm telling you, Commissioner, I don't like this investigation at all.
Now, listen, Butler, I've already told you there's nothing to worry about.
Yes, yes, I know. But I'd feel a lot better if there were some way to make Banning call off that investigation.
Maybe there is, Butler. Who knows?
What do you mean?
You think I'm going to sit here and let Banning smear me?
But, Commissioner Duncan, I happen to know that Banning isn't the type of man who can
I know the type of man Banning is far better than you do. Here, have a fresh cigar.
Thanks.
You've chewed that one long enough. Give the light.
Good cigar.
The best. Now, relax. While I tell you how I intend to stop the great Senator Banning cold in his tracks.
That afternoon, Senator Banning, who had called a special meeting of the State Investigating Committee, was prepared to present his evidence to the assembled members.
Gentlemen, please.
We're ready, Senator Banning.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. I've called this meeting of the Investigating Committee this afternoon because I know that the rest of you feel as I do. That all of you are anxious to get this new investigation started and to push it through, regardless of whom it may hurt. I promise you, gentlemen, that this investigation of the Office of Public Buildings will bring even more startling results than the two investigations we have recently completed. The facts I already have convince me of that.
You will, of course, present those facts to this committee, will you not, Senator Banning?
Of course. I know that one or two of the newspapers hint that I may be overzealous in starting this particular investigation. It's even hinted that because of my former differences with Commissioner Duncan...
You say you have pertinent facts, sir. In that case, we're willing to go along with you on this, regardless of what the newspapers say.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Frankly, I'd be a fool to start such an investigation without you, cause, especially against a man such as Commissioner Duncan. Those of us who are elected to public office have a sacred trust to perform. It's our sworn duty to act at all times for the best interests of the people of the state. My duty, as chairman of this committee, is to hunt out and bring to light whatever... What is it, my boy? Why have you interrupted this meeting?
Senator Banning, but the messenger brought this sealed letter for you. He said it was of the utmost importance that you get it immediately.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Excuse me for a moment, gentlemen. Gentlemen, I find it necessary to leave for my office at once. We'll meet here tomorrow morning at 11. This meeting is hereby adjourned until that time.
All right, sir.
To make for the papers at this time, sir.
Who'll be the first witness, Senator? When will the actual hearing begin?
I'm sorry, boys, but I have nothing to say right at this time. However, if you'll come to my office in a half an hour, my secretary will issue a prepared statement from me to the press. Good afternoon.
Late that afternoon, Britt Reed, who had been talking to his city editor in the city room, looked at his watch.
Well, Gunnigan, it's after 5:30. If you're all set, I'll go home.
Oh, you might as well go on, Mr. Reed. I have a sneaking suspicion that if anything does pop, we could get out an extra edition without bothering you too much.
Gunnigan, you were here with Dad so long, you sound just like him at times. Seriously,
later,
though,
Reed.
Casey said I might catch in here.
Well, you look like you got something, Axford.
That's right. I have, Gunnigan. I phoned the rewrite desk on it a short while ago.
You did? And why haven't
they
found it?
What is it, Axford? What's that paper you have?
This is a prepared release given to us newspaper guys by Banning's secretary. Take a foot of that, Reed.
What's it all about, Chief?
Listen to this, Gunnigan. After further consideration, Senator Banning has decided to drop the investigation of the Office of Public Buildings because the facts on hand do not warrant such a move, and the committee will be so informed. What do you think of that?
So he's backing out, huh? I guess the hints the papers threw out late yesterday and this morning that it could be a spite move against Duncan had their effect on Banning.
I don't think so, Gunnigan.
No? What do you think, Axford?
Reed, whilst we were waiting to get to Banning this afternoon, we hung close to the door of the committee room, hoping to hear what was going on inside.
Well?
I could hear Banning laying down the law to the committee, telling him he had convincing facts against the Bureau of Public Buildings, and saying that nothing would stop him from going through with the investigation.
But something has stopped him.
Yeah. While Banning was talking, a messenger came in with the note in an envelope. They took it into Banning right away.
Well, what about the note? What's that got to do?
I'm coming to that, Reed. As soon as Banning read that note, whatever it was, he excused himself from the committee, told them he'd meet them in the morning, then he left.
I see.
On the way out, he stopped to tell us that his office would hand out a prepared statement. That's what they handed to us.
Well, Gunnigan, give the story a four-column spread on the front page with pictures of Banning and Commissioner Duncan.
Okay, Chief.
I'll get together another editorial. There's something behind this, seems to me. But there's no way to get the truth from Banning. I'd like to know what really happened to make him back down on that investigation after he'd gone so far.
That might turn out to be mighty big news, Chief.
Yes. Yes, it might. Maybe it will come to light. And sooner than Banning or anyone else thinks.
Expect you for dinner. You say you'll not come home tonight till late.
I know, but I changed my mind, Cato. Since you're the only person who knows I'm the Hornet, you're the only one I can confide in. That's why I'm here.
What happened?
Just this, Cato. You've read about Banning's determination to investigate the Bureau of Public Buildings, haven't you?
Oh, yes, sir. I read it all.
Well, Banning issued a statement saying it would be dropped.
You mean he not have investigation after all?
That's right. He's calling the whole thing off.
Well, that's not good.
No, it isn't. And the public has the right to know why he wanted an investigation in the first place. Then, why did Banning get cold feet?
Well, you think Green Hornet find out, perhaps?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Come on, let's get the Black Beauty.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in the bedroom, Brett Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building, which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, superpowered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
Where we go first, Mr. Britt?
To see Banning. I know where he lives, so I'll drive.
Yes, sir.
Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
Rather upset by Dr. Banning.
The Green Hornet.
Maybe we might get together on this, Banning.
Get together on what? What are you talking about?
Look, you had plenty of dope to go on, or you wouldn't have started that investigation against Duncan's office.
That is something that doesn't concern you, Hornet. Now get out.
Not so fast, Banning. Not so fast.
Well, you're holding the gun.
That's right. I am. Maybe a certain envelope you received this afternoon contained a bribe.
A bribe? where you...
Better calm yourself, Manning, and think over what I've said. I may be back to get into the matter further with you. So long.
Will you find out anything, Mr. Britt?
Nothing definite, Cato. I more or less accused Banning of taking a bribe. He got sore, but at the same time, he reddened a little.
Well, then you think Banning really take bribe to stop investigation?
He's about the last one I'd expect to do that.
Where we drive now, Mr. Britt?
To see a Mr. James Butler, a big contractor. I believe he's in this somewhere, though I can't figure just where yet. Butler lives on Maywood near 4th. Step on it, Cato. Coming inside, Butler.
Wait, you can't do that.
But I did, you see. Close the door.
What's the meaning of this? That mask, is it a holdup?
Well, we might be making a deal for a little hush money, Butler. If you call that a holdup.
Hush money? I don't know what you mean.
Oh, just to keep me quiet about the deals you've been pulling with Duncan.
Deals, Abbott? I don't know what you're talking about.
No? Look here, I'm in a position to find out things. I happen to know you've received every big job in the state that came along.
Others bid on the jobs as well as we did.
But it's more than luck with your company. You always manage to get in the low bid.
I got the jobs and did the work. It's no affair of yours. And you can't scare me into being blackmailed.
I know a lot more than you know that others might like to know. And I know a few facts that you might like to know. Such as how you're going to be double-crossed, for instance.
You're lying. Get out, do you hear? Get out!
Okay, I'm going. But maybe you'll be sorry, Butler. Very sorry. See you again sometime.
That was a green hornet. I'm sure of it.
Hello?
Commissioner Duncan.
Yes. That's you, Butler?
Yes, it is. Listen, I just had a visit from the Green Hornet.
From the Green Hornet?
Yes, he seems to know something. In fact, he knows too much. If it got out about how those bids were fixed and about the checks, why, I...
Now, we won't discuss the matter over the phone. I've told you that before. Maybe Banning hired the Green Hornet. You'd better destroy certain receipts you have before he comes back there.
You mean the canceled checks?
Yes. I'll call you later on. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I better get those canceled checks right now and burn them. Let's see now. Here they are. Now to burn them. No, wait. Give me back those checks.
You're a big guy, but not too big for this. Now to go bargain with Banning.
What are you planning to do, Mr. Britt?
Put Senator Banning into position so we can reopen that investigation. I checked all three men thoroughly in my private files at the office yesterday, Cato.
You discover something?
Plenty. Banning has a clean record. He ran for the state senate less than 2 years ago. That contractor, Butler, contributed $5,000 to Banning's campaign. The check was deposited and used before Banning realized the implication that might be placed on accepting it.
Well, that not good. What'd he do?
Well, Banning wrote out a check for a like amount and returned it to Butler. I heard about it at the time. I just found out by hearing Butler at the phone that he and Duncan are in cahoots. I have the canceled payoff checks in my pocket. But there's one here that's not made out to Duncan. It's made out to Butler and signed by Banning.
Well, I not understand.
It's the check he sent to Butler over a year ago. Butler never cashed it, so that Banning has no proof that $5,000 was paid back. Gives me some idea what the hold is over Banning now, but I'll soon find out definitely. Step on it.
A short time later, Senator Banning was making a thorough search through his desk in the study of his home.
Here it is.
I've come back to see you, Banning.
I saw your shadow on the window, Hornet. This time I hold the gun.
Smart, aren't you?
Too smart to be taken in by you and the man who hired you. It isn't enough that he sent me that note.
The note seemed to make you back down.
Only long enough to give me time to refute its contents. That note says it can be proven that I took a $5,000 bribe from James Butler. And that later I voted for the contractor's bill.
Well?
I did vote for that bill. But without any thought of helping Butler, I returned his so-called contribution. And as soon as I find the canceled check, it'll be proof.
That check was never cashed, so you don't have it for proof.
So that's how they played it. I know Butler and Duncan are playing crooked. I got a hold of some of those altered bids. But if they ruin me by... Do I tell you what you already know? Why did they send you here?
Maybe to get those bids you have.
That you'll never do. Someday someone else can use them to start an investigation.
Then you're backing out, eh?
I'm resigning from the committee. Go tell your bosses that.
Maybe you can be the boss. Maybe we can make a deal.
That's the last straw. I'm turning you over to the police, Hornet. Then I'll find a way to get Duncan and Butler.
Put down that phone.
Get back, I say.
Put down that phone!
This can will settle you.
You not do that or I shoot.
What? Another one.
I'll take the gun.
No.
He gets shot in struggle?
Just graze his head. He'll be all right. Now leave this stuff here, then we'll get out fast. Some of the servants will be here any minute.
Gentlemen, please. I told you yesterday we'd start proceedings against Commissioner Duncan's office this morning. Since talking to you yesterday, additional evidence has come into my hands. Evidence that will prove that Butler, the contractor, and Duncan are in cahoots, with Butler paying off for getting the bids through.
Glad you came along, Reed. That guy's really worth listening to.
He's going ahead with the investigation after all.
Yeah. I guess he put out that statement to throw Duncan off the track.
I must admit, gentlemen, I ran a certain amount of risk getting this evidence, even to having a run-in with the Green Hornet, who was working with those two crooks.
The harder he says.
But the Hornet became frightened when I struggled with him.
He's doing a bit of boasting now, to my way of thinking.
I got a crease on the forehead, as you can see. But I also got the evidence. Now we'll open the investigation against Duncan and Butler with thanks to the Green Hornet for his inadvertent help. The next time he may not be so fortunate as to get away if we should meet again. Thank you, gentlemen.
Good morning. I'll have a word with the senator, I think. Senator Banning.
You're Mr. Bit Reed, aren't you, of the Daily Sentinel?
That's right, Senator. I hope if you catch that Green Hornet, you'll tip us off first.
If we ever meet again, I'll see that I hold on to him.
Well, let's shake on that, Senator. That will really be the day.
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. Hal Neal speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.